Yesterday was pretty dramatic for a lot of people, Jay, and we heard, man, oh, my heart breaks for so many people right now, so many. And I think both of us, Jay, perhaps, and I think a lot of people listen to this radio station, hear people quoting science tables and all that kind of stuff, and they go, well, what is that? How authentic and real is that person's voice and opinion when they still have a job? And I'm talking about myself, right? And yeah. We usually quote all of the experts and tell people, well, this is what you got to do because this is what the experts are saying. But we don't have to live on the front lines of what it might be like every single day to lose your job and try to figure out how you're going to make rent payments or feed your kids.
I think if your small business was yo-yo sales, you wouldn't have been able to deal with the way things have gone. We're looking at thousands, if not tens of thousands, of small businesses in Ontario saying, you know what, this might be the final blow. This might be the one that finally does it. We've opened, we've closed, we've done PPE, we've done, reduced numbers in our stores. We've done absolutely everything that we've been asked to do, yet here we are yet again. And even as those words come out of my mouth, Jim, I'm like, I seem to remember myself saying this again last January.
Yeah.
And it's unfortunate, but, here to break it down, and she does a great job, and we love her passion, is Julie Kwiecinski, Director of Provincial Affairs for the Canadian Federation of Independent Businesses. I want to say Happy New Year, Julie, but I'm sure it's not feeling like that.
Yeah, I wish I could be more chipper, but it is not a good new year for many small businesses. But thanks for having me on the show so I can break it down for you. I mean, you pretty much said it in your intro. Businesses have done all that they can. Some have gone above and beyond the duty in terms of cleanliness and health and safety precautions. And I mean, I just spoke to a gym owner today who said, why am I being picked on? I haven't had one COVID case. Why is my industry being stigmatized? And I mean, let's face it, we can't keep going on like this. Remember about 2 years ago when this all started? We were told it will take 2 weeks to flatten the curve, and that 2 weeks is quickly turning into 2 years for small businesses affected by lockdowns and other restrictions. And I have to tell you, in all my years at CFIB, I've never heard such a high level of anger, anxiety, and frustration from small business owners. They're at their wits' end. And, I'm going to piggyback on a comment you gentlemen made at the beginning of the show. You were talking about the number of jobs and businesses that are at risk. The last time we looked into this and our research team put a report out on this was about, if I'm not mistaken, a year or so ago. Mm. And at that time, an estimated, and this is a conservative estimate, an estimated 75,000 businesses in Ontario were at risk of closing due solely to COVID-19, which represents about 873,000 private sector jobs.
Wow.
Those are pretty startling numbers. And I have to tell you, you're looking at businesses like gyms. They'll be closed as of midnight tonight. Indoor dining closed. Most indoor meetings and events closed. Arts and recreation venues. And let's look at gyms and restaurants, just as two examples of really hard-hit industries. In Toronto, indoor dining already lost 408 days to closure from previous lockdowns, and gyms lost 395 days. So really, how can one expect these businesses to survive? How can you survive this?
I don't know how you would survive it. That's a question that maybe we'll hear from our listeners a little bit later on. If you're a small business owner, we want to hear from you. Just after 5 o'clock, we're going to take your phone calls on how this latest round of closures is affecting you. Something we're calling the lockdown talkdown later on the show. Are there enough backstops right now from government to help float through what is hopefully only going to be 3 weeks?
No. And let's hone in on the provincial side of things, since it was a provincial decision. So right now what they have in place are tax payment deferrals. So they're telling businesses you can defer tax payments for things like the employer health tax for up to 6 months interest-free. But what that does, Jay and Jim, it just kicks the debt can further down the road when the average COVID debt is a whopping $190,000 per small business.
Wow.
So the other side of it, they're supposed to come out with this property tax energy rebate program. And they vamped it up a little bit yesterday. But the problem with that is, how's it going to help if I have to submit my paperwork? So I have to pay the bill first, submit the paperwork, then get the money back. But what if I don't have the money to pay the bill? Catch 22. And the other problem is, it's not nearly enough. It's not accessible today. But in the interest of shedding a little bit of sunshine on today's conversation, the Finance Minister's Office for Ontario did reach out to me yesterday to say that they are working on a grant program. So that's wonderful news. It can't come soon enough. But I have to tell you, the government should know they've done this enough times. When you make an announcement like this, you have to open your wallet on the same day. You can't tell a business owner a program's coming. How does that help a business that's hanging on by a thread where every single day, Jay and Jim, makes a difference? Every day means a difference between whether I can stay open or whether I need to close for good.
I can only imagine the frustration that you would feel as a small business owner when you watch a government stand up and say, you know, we're looking into bolstering programs for small businesses, when even a layperson that deals with the government for their taxes or for a child tax credit or absolutely anything knows the frustration and how long absolutely anything takes to go through the cogs of the government wheels.
Why isn't this program available now? I worked through Christmas and New Year's.
Yeah, there you go.
So why weren't other people working through Christmas and New Year's to make sure this program was ready for yesterday?
Yeah, I got to tell you, you're so right. I mean, yesterday was so frustrating for a lot of people. If you were on pro, hey, we got to do something to help the hospital side, then that information was available 2 weeks ago. We had that press conference on, I think it was December the 16th, when they had that information, which is something that I think made a lot of people laugh yesterday when the premier was like, oh, I saw this information and I made this decision in 30 seconds. Well, maybe you did that, but you took 2 weeks to tell people about the decision that you made in 30 seconds based on the information that you were getting, and you could have seen where this was going. So they should have these programs in effect for everybody.
Oh, absolutely. And if the government is saying, look, we have to close these businesses. Now, of course, I made the point earlier that businesses would rather stay open, but clearly I don't see the government turning around and changing, reversing the restrictions. So as a lobbyist, my course of action is I have to make sure that these programs are in place. And I have to tell you, I'm going to hold the finance minister's office.
What would you tell him if he was listening right now? And he probably is.
Yeah, 20 seconds.
I would say, Minister Bethlen Falvey, this new grant should be available tomorrow at 12:01 a.m. And please call me at any hour. I'll help you determine what the eligibility should be so no businesses fall through the cracks.
Well done.
Julie, we appreciate your time as always.
Always love being on your show, Jay and Jim. It's Jay, Julie, and Jim, the three J's.